Lutz with it, top of the key for the Herd. Gives off to Murthy, now down low to Whiteside, right block, bobbled it, now backs down Van Kempen, and a whistle, foul on the floor. Van Kempen will be charged with his third.
Wow, and the Bobcat fans did not like that call at all as Whiteside was backing in to Van Kempen.
Van Kempen's third, OU's fourth, foul on the floor. And again, OU now with three players with three fouls. And Woody, the Bobcats facing some issues of their own in the post.
I think before this game's over, it's going to be a battle of attrition.
Lutz, left elbow, jumper falls for Chris.
That's a great inbound play by Shaq Johnson, who late waited for Lutz to break open and drive to the basket.
41-32, Marshall on top, 14-10 left in the contest. Bassett drives left baseline, draws contact with Whiteside, shot altered, wouldn't go, and the ball flies out of bounds on the rebound. Marshall basketball.
Keeley picks up his third foul as he ran into Tyler Wilkerson trying to grab the rebound. And Bobcat fans are kind of on their ear right now, that's for sure.
Keeley the foul, the fifth on OU. Murthy the basketball for the Thundering Herd, trying to push the lead out to double figures on this possession. 13:50 left in the game. Murthy has it left wing, dribbling with the right hand at the top of key, kicks to Wilkerson, driving down the left side of the lane. The shot scooped up off the glass, won't happen.
I think Freeman got him on the way to the basket.
Either Freeman or Keeley, and it is indeed on Freeman, his third. Sixth on Ohio. Ohio with six fouls. Just 6 minutes and 15 seconds into the second half. OU, Washington has three, Baltic has three, Van Kempen has three, and Freeman, the leading scorer for OU, he has three fouls. High bounce pass for Johnson, stolen away by the Bobcats. Three on none break for OU. And Kenny finishes off with a two-hand slam off the left side of the rim. OU down 7, 41-34, 13 and a half minutes left in the contest. Kenny with his third and fourth points of the contest. Murthy driving down the right side of the lane, floats it in with the right hand off the glass. Marshall's lead back to 9, 43-34. Murthy now with 7, 13-13 left in the contest. As Kenny brings it across the timeline, passes back out to Bassett. He'll run the point. Bassett, Keeley, Kenny, Washington, and Coleman on the court for the Bobcats. Stolen away by Johnson. Two on none break for the Herd. Johnson, a little razzle-dazzle for Whiteside. And the big man jams it home with authority.
Mercy.
Herd by 11, 45-34. Whiteside into double figures. He has 10. A double-double for the big man. 12:40 left in the contest. Keeley tries to dunk it. Whiteside with a big right paw. Blocks it. Whiteside turns that one over to the dark side. His fourth block as Coleman tries to drive the right side of the baseline and gets fouled by Whiteside. That's his third. Five now on the Thundering Herd in the second half.
Pretty much three on just about every big man on both teams right now.
Whiteside with three. Baines with three. Wilkerson with three for the Herd. OU counters with Van Kempen with three. Baltic with three. And Washington
Freeman
with three.
And
yeah. Threes all around as Whiteside checks out to a standing O. OU inbounds. Stolen away by Murthy.
He stepped on the inline. He was off to the races.
Murthy saw the green light was going, but a little too far back.
Darryl is a guy that makes fans a little crazy because he can be out of control sometimes. Other times he makes those exciting plays just like that.
12 and a half minutes left in the contest. Marshall by 11. Herd led at the half by 13. It's 45-34 presently with 2:20 left in the contest. OU with the basketball. The Hunter green and white. Trailing by double figures. Keeley, spot up jumper, right corner, airballs it. But Washington, the rebound on the left block. His putback won't fall as Murthy chases down the board left side of the lane. Dives down underneath and gets it back out to Johnson. Nearly lost it, did Darryl. Herd can match its largest lead of the contest with a two on this possession. Lutz, right wing for the Herd, guarded closely by Kenny. Now down to Spikes, right block, backing down Keeley. Pump fakes, turns around, puts it in from 4 feet. Spikes from the right side of the lane. Matches Marshall's largest lead of the contest at 13. It's 47-34. That was the halftime advantage. 13 for the Herd. Coleman thought about a spot-up jumper from the left wing. Instead, dishes off to Keeley. Right block. Keeley backs down her defender and puts it in off the glass. Keeley now with 4 points. The Bobcats down 11, 47-36. 11-18 left in the contest. Johnson, right corner. Moves out to the right wing, dribbling with his right hand. Crosses over to the left, guarded by Bassett. Up top for Lutz. Lutz tried to drive right side of the lane. Kicks to Murthy, right wing. Too short off the right side of the hoop. Long outlet pass comes to Coleman. Tried to skip it across the lane to Washington, but it's stolen away by Spikes. Two-on-two break. Murthy and Wilkerson hits the trailer to Lutz. Lutz drives right side of the lane. Shorts the bunny from the right block. And the rebound knocked out of bounds by an Ohio player. 10:48 left in the contest. Marshall 47, OU 36. And the Thundering Herd. Keep the Bobcats at bay. Find out when we return after this on the Thundering Herd ISP Sports Network.